Tell me about what a fire marshal's job is in Petersburg.
In Petersburg, actually, the fire marshal has a lot of work. It's more so than a career firefighter in a fully staffed station because those guys are on 24 hours, and so they'd spend at least 8 hours sleeping on call, on duty. But the fire marshal's responsibility is for fire prevention, so do inspections in the commercial structures downtown, enforce the burn ordinance, and then keep track of all the stuff in the fire department. Make sure the maintenance gets done on the fire engines. Look to the air packs and all the other specialized equipment we have. Keep track of the budget and supplies coming in and out. Checking equipment. Making minor repairs. Just keeping the place as ready as possible.
In the last 5 years, working as a fire marshal, and also so many more years as a firefighter, what are some of the biggest issues you've seen in terms of fire dangers or hazards, problems, things that need to be addressed in Petersburg?
One of the big ones is false alarms. We have a lot of automatic alarm systems, and the owners try to do a good job of maintaining them, but they get out of adjustment for one reason or another, frequently for very cold weather, and they trigger false alarms. And the problem with false alarms is that it puts volunteers and the fire apparatus on the street, frequently in icy conditions, and also it creates in some of the volunteers an attitude of cry wolf. If it's a building that's triggered false alarms several times before, they don't bother to respond because they're pretty confident it's another false alarm. And, of course, one day it's not going to be. It's going to be a fire. So that's one problem. The city's burn ordinance is another problem. The most contacts with the public that I got, except after fire hall tours for the little kids, was people complaining about smoke coming from typically a burn barrel of their neighbors. And the city's burn ordinance does not address smoke at all. It's just concerned with fire spread. So I had problems dealing with that sort of those incidents.
So if somebody was like burning plastic and creating a whole bunch
exactly.
of smoke.
I ran across somebody once burning old tennis shoes. And it was going right in their neighbor's window. It stunk. And then I'd say another issue, and I can't see this being resolved very soon, is that we have a very congested downtown with buildings within a foot of one another, and some of them have sprinkler systems and quite a few of them do not. And every time we have a fire downtown, it's a real, real concern that we're going to lose a whole block and all those tax revenues and all those jobs. But the city is not interested in telling owners that they have to install sprinkler systems in their existing buildings.
I know that you heard our interview we did with Jared Cook, the new fire chief, who's taken your spot there. We talked about the fire hall as top priority. Two top priorities were the fire hall and more volunteers. But you want to touch on that?
Those two priorities would be mine, too. I think the fire hall is in a terrible location. It's an accident waiting to happen in front of the hall because sometimes drivers, with all the noise and lights we make, sometimes drivers buzz right through. And, of course, as we emerge from the hall, we're right there on the sidewalk and then immediately in traffic. And our sight distance, north and south, is very poor. It's difficult getting in and out of the hall because there's only 6 inches on each side of between the rigs and the building. The rigs are parked so close together that you can't open the cabinet doors on one without banging into the next one. You can't walk between them because they're too tight. The place is lacking storage. It has no ventilation, so when you fire up the engines, everybody gets gassed. The training room's too small, just on and on and on. The building has outlived its service life, and it's time that the city got one that's appropriate for the next 50 years.
Any advice you want to give to the city council now as they consider ways of moving ahead with Fire Hall?
Well, I know that some of them are real concerned about, we're all real concerned about the cost, and some of them seem to have in mind a cost ceiling, although they haven't said what that is, and I would argue that that's thinking bass-ackwards. What we need to do is look at all the functions that the building has to perform now and for the next 50 years and then build the building that performs those functions. And if it doesn't do everything we needed to do, then why do it? But we don't want to move from an inadequate fire hall into an inadequate fire hall. That would be stupid.
Well, you're still going to keep volunteering as a firefighter.
Oh, absolutely. It's fun. I'm going to be driving a big red truck, and I'm going to be working on the ambulance service as long as I can. You know, I want to say one thing. Most of the responses that the fire service or the ambulance service respond on are the result of predictable consequences of people's stupid decisions. You know, people who decide to sit on their seatbelts or to smoke indoors or to cut corners when they're doing construction or to drink and drive. You know, you do those dangerous behaviors, and pretty soon life's going to catch up with you. And so I would say an absolute majority of the ambulance runs and the fire runs could have been prevented if people just use their head,